Track 4, more news. District Council quashes legal action rumours. It is factually incorrect that Teignbridge District Council is taking legal action against Newton Abbott Town Council. The district authority has said, amid rumours to the contrary. It is, however, true to say that Teignbridge District Council is seeking to recover Community Infrastructure Levy, CIL, payments it made to the Town Council, though it refutes the suggestion that it is suing them. Any assertion that Teignbridge District Council is taking legal action against Newton Abbott Town Council is factually incorrect, a spokesman for TDC said. However, TDC is seeking to recover CIL payments made to the Town Council, the spokesman added. TDC are understood to have issued Newton Abbott Town Council with a Regulation 59E notice, which requires the Town Council to repay some or all of the CIL. In response, Newton Abbott Town Council are understood to have instructed barristers. Regarding the situation, Newton Abbott Town Council said it had no comment. The Mid Devon Advertiser asked Teignbridge District Council to outline its reasons for wanting to recover the payments from the Town Council and whether it was seeking to do the same with other town and parish councils, to which it said it was not able to provide further clarity at the moment. The District Council would not elaborate on the amount of CIL involved either. However, the figure is thought to be £157,000, of which at least £78,000 was used to refurbish the town's Grade 2 listed war memorial, the Mid Devon Advertiser understands. The Community Infrastructure Levy is a charge which can be levied by local authorities on new development in their area. It is a tool for local authorities to use to help them deliver the infrastructure needed to support development. Town and parish councils must report CIL received and spent each year, both as a responsible financial body itself and to Teignbridge District Council as the CIL charging authority.
Farage visits Devon to boost candidates' morale. Nigel Farage has paid a visit to Exeter earlier this week to meet and encourage Reform UK candidates in Devon ahead of the local elections in May. The Reform UK party leader and MP for Clacton spoke to nearly 50 of the candidates standing and their supporters in a conference room at Sandy Park Stadium on Monday the 14th of April. Voters will go to the polls on Thursday the 1st of May to elect members of Devon County Council, even though the council may cease to exist soon amid an overhaul of local government. The government plans to streamline local democracy by creating large unitary councils instead of the county and district council system currently in place of most of Devon. Reform UK currently has no councillors on Devon County Council and is contesting every single one of the 60 seats available. Mr. Farage thanked the Devon candidates, most of whom have never stood for elected office before, for putting your heads over the parapet. He slammed Devon County Council's Conservative administration, saying it had gone completely woke, spending too much on climate change and diversity and too little on repairing potholes. It is disgraceful, and it's why perhaps we might do rather better in the local elections than anybody thinks, he said. The Liberal Democrats will most likely be Reform UK's most formidable opponent in Devon. Mr. Farage said his party would win seats where the Conservative popularity has fallen. The Lib Dems are the big challenge here. They are very, very good at building up their local activist base, and they're very good at putting leaflets through doors. Many of those seats that the Conservatives have held here consistently over the last 20 years, their vote share is going to be significantly down. The Lib Dem vote share in those areas is going to come up, and therefore, for us to come through the middle and to win those seats, you'd be surprised. Mr. Farage said that people across the nation are disenchanted with British politics and the state of the country. You go down to the local pub or wherever you go and you chat to people about the sort of policy positions that we stand for, and you will find that there is a silent majority that agrees with this, Mr. Farage said. All you've got to do is find those that are inclined to feel our way and persuade them to go and vote on the day, because we are genuinely the agents for change.
Police Act to stop antisocial behaviour. Police responded to reports of a large group of young people expected to gather in Dawlish last week. Officers put out a preemptive warning ahead of the possibility of a gang of youngsters due to congregate in the resort. A police spokesman confirmed that there had been reports of a group of youths on Beach Road near the Nature Reserve at Dawlish Warren at about 7:40 p.m. that evening. Officers attended the area and spoke to the group. There were no reports of antisocial behaviour, and the group left the area about an hour later. Parents were asked to discourage their children from attending the gathering. We will utilise our dispersal powers if required. Parents, please discourage your children from coming to Tynmouth and Dawlish to engage in antisocial behaviour. If you hear or see anything that you feel requires immediate police attention, please call 999. The latest police action follows two recent incidents in the play park in Manor Gardens. 3 weeks ago, a suspected arson attack saw the destruction of a picnic bench, while a group of youths had also been seen at Corridon Cove. A group of about 20 young people had been seen engaging in antisocial behaviour at the park, where the bench was set alight and a child's bike was damaged. And a few weeks earlier, human excrement was discovered on a child's swing in the park.
Milk tanker fire images released. Images of a milk tanker fire near Totnes have been released by firefighters. Earlier in the week, the Mid Devon Advertiser reported on the incident, which took place at Harberton Ford Farm. Buckfastleigh Fire Station was among the three stations mobilised to the incident, and the crew have now released images of the fire. An appliance from Paignton and a water carrier from Torquay assisted the Teignbridge crew. A spokesman for Buckfastleigh Fire Station said, on arrival, the vehicle was well alight and the officer in charge got crews to work using two breathing apparatus sets and a high-pressure hose reel. Oil leaking from the vehicle was prevented from entering a nearby pond using equipment from our environmental packs and hay strategically placed to filter out contaminants. And accompanying this article is a photograph from of the milk tanker, but to be honest, you wouldn't recognise it as a milk tanker.